Hey everyone, welcome back to Seeking Witchcraft. I'm your host, Ashley, and today I have on a special guest, Gigi McGree.
Hi.
Hi. Gigi is an EDM artist who recently finished starring in and scoring a new film named Dead Hot, featuring both Gigi herself and her BFF, Vanessa Hudgens, as they explore witchcraft, spirituality, and all things occult in Salem, Massachusetts. So thanks so much, Gigi, for coming on the show today.
Of course.
Could you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us a little bit about your background?
So I am Gigi McGree. I'm Australian. I started music probably like 10 years ago, and I moved to LA probably 6 years ago. And since I moved to LA, I have been traveling the world and, you know, just playing a bunch of shows and releasing a ton of music. And now I am in a movie, which is so sick. And the movie's about witchcraft and spirituality and, you know, feminine divinity and all the things that I'm so proud to be.
That's awesome. Yeah, before we started recording, Gigi and I were talking briefly, and I was telling her it's that I used to be involved in the EDM world myself, and it's just a small world, like the EDM world and the witchcraft world. When I got this notice about, you know, us coming together, I was like, oh my God, it's such a small world. My EDM life, my podcast life are combining into one, and I was really excited about
it. It's so funny because I feel like, you know, yeah, whenever I do like, you know, like even chatting with you, like, and like having met you before, and it's just like, I think people meet each other, like, oh, people circulate each other a lot that are supposed to meet or supposed to have like some form of connection. And it's like some, maybe the first time you don't grab onto it, but the second time you're like, oh, this is why we're supposed to meet.
Yeah. Those moments of meeting people and you're like, I feel like I've met this person before. Like, I feel like I know them on some level. Definitely been there.
There a lot.
So let's talk a bit about your background and how you got to the point of filming Dead Hot. So when did you first become interested in the craft? You know, how did you first find out about this? Let's take it all back and go to where we are today.
Basically, so growing up as a kid, my mom has always like spoken with mediums and things like that. So I kind of started doing it when I was younger. I like to work with the dead a lot, obviously. Like, my best friend passed away when I was like 18 years old, and my grandmother passed away very suddenly when I was like, I think 15 years old. And they were two people that were really close to me. So like in that spectrum, like when I was younger, like I would always have like, I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but like I would sit down and like I would feel someone touching me, and I could feel that it was them. And then like I would have these moments where like I'd be driving and their face would flash in front of my face. And like, you know, this is going back a couple of years, and like I wasn't really in touch with my spirituality or anything like that then. Like I saw mediums, I spoke to them, but I didn't realize in myself that like I kind of like had something that I could tap into, or like knew that I wanted to tap into. I think it wasn't until like the pandemic, you know, I started, you know, doing tarot and things like that, and started to get a little bit more into my spirituality. But during the pandemic, like when I was able to take a complete pause from life and like really sit down and think about what I wanted to do, was I able to kind of like be like, oh, okay, like I've always wanted to do witchcraft. Like, as I said, like I am a self-taught witch. So it's like, I kind of just make things up as I go, and like whatever feels good, I kind of do. And then I love to work with like a lot of, I like to work with a lot of spirits, because for me, that is like, that's the easiest thing to feel. That's the easiest thing for me to see. That's the easiest way for me to get guidance. That's like, you know, that's just like, that's my way of tapping in. And I feel like that's what I feel the closest to for some reason, which is probably like the darkest shit, but like, you know, whatever. So yeah, me and Vanessa, we were kind of like spending a lot of time together. Obviously we were living together back, you know, we both broke up with our exes and we moved in together, and we were like watching a lot of The Simple Life and just kind of hanging out. One day we're in the pool and we were just chatting about like what we would want to do if we did a TV show, because our personalities like together are quite large, you know, like we're kind of like, I'm a little bit more crazier than she is. She's a little bit, you know, like she's like the one where I'm like, I want to go do this. Like, let's go jump off a building. And she's like, okay, well, instead of jumping off a building, like, why don't we go do this and this and this? So it's like, we have a really nice balance of our personalities together. And we were just chatting about like what we would want to do if we did a show. And we've always, you know, we love ghosts. We love the spirit world. We love witchcraft. Like, she's also a self-taught witch. So it was like, man, it would be so cool if we could go ghost hunting. So we met with like an amazing fucking production company, Bonnie and Murray. God, I love them so much. And we made a test pilot in this place called Ione, which is in Sacramento. And basically a lot of crazy shit happened to us. And after that, we kind of were like, okay, I feel like we need to know a little bit like more how to protect ourselves and like what happens if something really bad happens. And, you know, we had a rewind moment after we did that. And we were like, okay, like let's get more into like the reason as to why we're witches and where all this stems from and why do we have this calling to need to know all these things and to connect with the dead? So then we came up with the movie Dead Heart. And the whole process was really natural. You know, I think that's the beauty in witchcraft and in spirituality and also like trusting the universe. It's just like, we just kind of let it do its thing. And we made this amazing, beautiful baby.
That's awesome. I have so many things I want to touch upon what you said.
I keep going and then I'm like, I should give her a moment to talk because I can literally talk anyone underwater.
Oh, no, I can do the same, believe me. I'm in the same boat as you. So first of all, working with spirits, love that. That is definitely a really big thing in witchcraft. Big fan of doing that. So that's not a crazy thing. Do not worry about that. One of the other things you mentioned was coming together kind of in 2020 and looking deeper into this. I feel like 2020, when the pandemic started and a lot of people started spending more time at home, that's really, really when a lot of people started looking deeper into their spirituality. I know for my podcast, like the numbers were doing pretty good before the pandemic, but they really, really spiked when the pandemic happened. I had a lot of people hit me up during that. And, you know, a lot of people had more free time and they were really starting to look at the things that were important to them when they're stuck at home. Okay. And I think a lot of people kind of came into their own in terms of witchcraft during the pandemic.
I feel like, you know, as humans, we're all just really looking to connect to something. And it's like, mm-hmm. I feel like when we take the time and take a pause into actually figuring out what turns us on and what turns us off and like who we are at the core. And, you know, I think also giving like a lot of praise to the environment, because it's like, you know, I feel like we were doing so much and we still continuously do so much damage to this world. But when the world got a break from a lot of things, you know, I feel like it started to feel, even though it was crazy and we're going through like the craziest time I think we'll ever go through on this earth, but what I'll ever go through during my lifetime, there was so much beauty in it, you know?
Definitely. One of the other things I think this was one of my favorite parts of the entire film. And I say parts because it happened over multiple occasions, but I really loved seeing you and Vanessa when you kind of came together and were doing like that breath work of centering yourself and either beginning a ritual or like closing out a space, kind of like that intimate moment that you would have in that. That is something that, you know, I have experienced myself with my own coven. And that's such like a raw form of emotion and like an openness to other people and to the spirits around you, or closing off if you're trying to leave some place. And I don't know, like, I've experienced it myself, so I know what it's like to stand in that moment, but like seeing other people do it, I'm like, oh, I know exactly like what they're feeling and what they're going through, and like I just like want to go do witchcraft in my coven now. So I
know
that's feeling too.
Think that's why we did this movie, to like inspire people. I mean, you know, I think it's a great showcase of friendship, and I think it's also we want to inspire people that, you know, we're self-taught witches. We don't really know too much about it. So that's why we went and did the research and went and met with a bunch of people, so that if you're looking to get into it, like this is your, I guess your first how-to version, you know, because that's all we were trying to do. And that's all we're trying to do. And I think that, sorry, one of my cats just went crazy. Yeah. I think that that is like the beauty in, I don't know, I've just lost track of what I'm talking about. But yeah. Just like, sorry, I had a cat here. I'm like, what is that?
It's okay. I have two cats myself, and I'm pretty sure when I did the introduction of a loud-ass car drove by.
We're doing great.
You know, I did one episode one time with my two friends who also have witchcraft related podcast, and we did a whole episode about like possessions and paranormal experiences. And what was really funny is when I was talking, somebody made a review after, and they said something like, "Oh my gosh, there was a really spooky noise when they told this one story." And I listened back. I was like, "What was the spooky noise?" It was a car driving down the road.
That's the thing. Like, I feel like whenever you're doing, like, you're talking about like working with spirits or like the paranormal world or witchcraft, people, like, if they hear something, they're like, "What is that?" And you're like, "It's just a car." You know, like, it's so funny because I feel like even in this space, like, even myself, sometimes I can scare myself. Like, you know, like, I'll be working, like, I do a lot of work on a Ouija board because, like, that is, you know, that for me is the easiest way to connect with the spirits and, like, with you know, the other side, because my grandma passed it very suddenly. And, like, for me, she always comes through. So whenever I need clarity on, like, something or, like, guidance on anything. And also my spirit guide's like, "Oh my God, I had the craziest fucking thing happen to me the other day." So, like, the deities that I worship, I worship Persephone and Diana. And I
love that. I love those.
Yeah. They're just, there's something about, I'm a plant mommy. So I propagate a lot of my own, like, I started doing this before I got into witchcraft as well. And I had no idea why. I just, like, I'm obsessed with making plants and I'm obsessed with propagating plants. And my body is, like, very, like, my stomach and my emotions play within each other. So it's like, say if I'm, like, super anxious, my stomach will go fucking crazy. Or it's like, it's all super connected. And one thing that I love about Persephone and Diana is, like, you know, the harvesting of the crops and their health and things like that. And, like, that's something that called to me straight away. Persephone is the goddess of the underworld. And I just love her story with Hades too, because it's like, it's just so beautiful. But I was working with my Ouija board and I called upon Persephone, and I have never had this happen where I was like, "Persephone, is this you?" And, you know, it moved to yes. And then I just started laughing, like, out of control laughing. And I felt so happy. And then I was like, "Do you have a message for me?" And she gave me my message, and I just felt like I couldn't stop laughing. And that was the first time I've had her come through in a way that felt so clear. Like, she's a new one for me. I've been working with Diana a little bit more than her, but Persephone's a new one. And that was a really cool moment, because it's like, I don't know, you can't really, like, obviously, you know the feeling, like, you can't really explain it to people. I'm just, like, sitting outside using my Ouija board, dying of laughter and, like, just, like, giggling and being like, "Oh, you," like, you know. And I'm sure if, like, my neighbors told me, you would be like, "This girl is psycho." But, like, I don't know, it's, witchcraft is such a feeling. It's such a, and it is so infectious, and it takes over you, and it makes you feel so happy, and it can also make you feel so sad. And it, you know, it can it all comes within, and it is such an addictive, crazy thing.
Yeah, nobody can see us. We're on video, but a video is not being recorded, but we're looking at each other, and I'm, like, over here, like, almost laughing myself, because I'm like, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I've experienced that myself.
It's so addictive, because it's like, you can't explain it. And it's like, I think there's so much magic in the unexplainable. And also, you can't see it, and, like, you can't hear it, but it's a fucking feeling. And it's like, you get that. That is such a personal thing. And it's, I don't know, it's just the coolest shit in the fucking world, man. It's so cool.
Yeah, one of the things I always tell listeners on the podcast is that, not to be an armchair witch, so somebody who reads a lot of books about witchcraft but then never gets up and does a ritual, or listens to the podcast but doesn't actually, you know, use any of the exercises or tools or whatever is presented, because I think it's really easy to fall into that trap of just, like, reading so much about this because it's so interesting. But sometimes the hardest thing is getting up and actually doing the ritual. Yeah. But you have to do it.
I have a bunch of, you know, like, I have my altar over here, and, like,
ooh, it's very, it reminds me of the movie The Craft. Like, that looks like, I'm sorry to everybody who cannot see this, but they, like, do a ritual and, like, they show all these candles in a corner, and, like, it looks
yeah, when they're in the that, are you talking about the pot where they're in the girls' the shop,
the bedroom?
Oh yeah. So yeah, like I have all the books, I have all the things, but for me, it's like whenever I'm doing it, I just make it up as I go. And it's like, that's something that I've really like leaned into more, because like, it's like anything, like it's trusting yourself. Like that's really how you get to your highest version of yourself, which I think that's what every human is trying. The goal is to be the best version of themselves, to, yeah, your highest self. Like that's the goal. And I feel like the only way to do that is to really listen to yourself. I think it's good that, you know, you do a lot of background work and things like that. But I think at the end of the day, like it's just really about trusting yourself. You know?
Yeah. And I think that when I've encountered a lot of people who are more of like on the armchair witch side of not getting up and actually doing the thing, like doing the ritual, practicing the magic, it's because people have feelings of self-doubt or wanting to do the right thing or having this fear they're going to conjure the devil himself and like, you know, something terrible is going to happen. But, you know, witchcraft can involve a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. And it's like, I think because I'm so open to the failures of it that I never really see anything as a failure. Like, for sure, I have done millions and millions of spells. Have many of them come true? No, but that's not it. Like, it's not about being like, oh my God, like I want to meet the love of my life. When is my soulmate coming? It's not about that. It's about the feeling that you have when you do that spell. And I think that that's what a lot of people don't understand. It's like, the magic is you, and it's the magic that you put out there. It's not, the magic isn't the gift that you're given. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I've told this story in the podcast before, but, and you haven't heard it. One time when I was training in my outer court before I got initiated, we had to run our own ritual. And I had everything planned out perfectly. And at the last moment, something really like tripped me up. And I rushed the ritual. Like I just like lost my focus. And it was really a huge train wreck. It was really awful. And I was so embarrassed and so upset about it because I planned for so long. But then years later, I was actually running my own outer court for the coven now I lead. And it was so funny. I did this whole outer court ritual with them. And at the very end, we were sitting around just drinking wine and talking. <workers. laughs> Yeah. And I just kind of looked around and I was like, oh my God, you know, the last time I ran an outer court ritual, or one of the last times I ran out of court. No, it was like the last time I ran out of court ritual. It was a disaster. And this time I wasn't even nervous. Like I wasn't scared about anything. And I didn't even realize I'd overcome that barrier and like that embarrassment that I'd felt all those years prior. And it was really powerful. And so in the moment, even though I felt like shit when it happened, I don't see it as a failure because it was something I've been able to look back on to this day and be like, wow, I've really grown so much in the craft. And
yeah, I think that that's like, it's like anything. Like, it's like, you know, one of my most hated things is like when you say to someone like, oh, like, you know, I have like witch tattooed on my hand, on my wrist, and people see that and they're like, oh, don't hex me. And you're like, really? Do you think I would want to waste my energy on you? Because that's another thing, like witchcraft takes a lot of energy. Like it takes a lot. Like, and some nights, you know, when it's a full moon or a new moon, I don't have the energy to do the work. And, you know, Diana, she works like the best in the moon cycle. So it's like, sometimes I'm sitting down and I'm like, oh man, like, you know, I don't have the energy, but you know, I've been working with her, like I've done some pretty cool stuff and some really cool stuff has happened for people around me. And I'm like, wow, like, I was like, is it me? Am I doing it? You know? And I think that is another great gift in witchcraft is like, I never look at it for stuff that I can do for myself. Most of the time it's stuff that I can do for others, or it's like messages that I'm getting for others. It's never really messages for myself. It's usually always for others.
I think what's interesting about witchcraft is once you start dabbling in this practice, like a lot of people kind of start flocking to either that are also interested in witchcraft or like somebody that all of a sudden you're like, I think I have something I need to tell you. Like, I don't know, something's coming through for you. It's just like weird how that starts to happen. Like people start becoming attracted to you.
I always like whenever I get messages for people, I'm always like, I don't know what this means, but like I just got, you know, I saw like I had a premonition of this, or you came through my dream or whatever it is. And, you know, they usually look at me like I'm crazy and they're like, whatever. And then they'll be like, oh my God, Gigi, this happened. And I'm like, I know. Like, I never explain to people too much because I want them to feel it for the first time themselves also, you know what I mean? And plus, like, I don't need to. I don't need to, like, them to accept what I'm telling them. I just tell them.
Yeah. Sometimes that confirmation, though, you're just
like, oh, there's not that shit feels so good. You're literally like, I just want to go sit there and be like, I already know. And then I'm like, and my inner like child is going, you know?
Oh my gosh, that or one of my favorite things in the craft is when unexpected things happen in like a magical way.
It happened to me last night. Okay, so like this is like a very minor one, but like I am talking to this boy right now, right? And I didn't talk to him all day yesterday. And then I was like, he didn't even write back to the cute one that I put up of my cat. And then I like looked at my phone like an hour later and he'd written back to me like, oh my God, your cat is so fucking cute. And I was like, oh, I already knew that he did that. Like, I don't know. It's a minor one, but like, I knew that he would write back. I don't know if that's a witchy thing or if that's just me being a psychopath, but like, I knew that he would write back to that. And my intuition, when I thought of that, I looked at it and he had already written back. I don't know. I could just be overanalyzing it. Sometimes we overanalyze things, but usually I'm pretty good with things like that.
You know what? I can actually give a really perfect example that's perfect for this episode. Maybe 2 weeks or so before we got connected, I was thinking to myself, like, you know, I think it'd be really cool to have on somebody in the occult realm who is a musical artist. And so I had like some ideas in the back of my head, but I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm like scared to reach out to people. What if they say no? And then I got the email from your PR person and I was just like, this is even better than I thought, because this is now like both in my old world, my EDM world, and like my podcast world. I was like, this is actually perfect. And so, but it was funny, like the whole 2 weeks prior to that, I just kept thinking like, I should really like reach out to somebody. Like, I really want to do like an artist thing. Like, I think that'd be really cool to have on the show. And then
here we are. I mean, it's just like, it's like anything. Like I always say, let the universe take the wheel. Cause it is, that's when the true magic happens. You know, I feel like as humans, we try and force so many things into boxes. And it's like, after doing this movie, I have surrendered. Like I now like, I fully fight for things that I know like at my core are mine, but like, or like, you know, my goals and things like that. But most of the time, like when things go wrong and in life, a lot of shit goes wrong. Like now I'm just like, hands up. I don't care. You know, because it's like the universe has you. And I think within doing that, it gives you, you know, I always see things as like you have two roads to take, right? Or maybe three roads to take. And I feel like when you surrender to everything, the universe just like almost picks you up and just puts you on the right road.
Yeah. Or if you're working with Hecate, you're at a
crossroads. Yeah. Literally. that's Vanessa's, she works with Hecate a lot.
Yeah. She's a hell of a deity to work with. I've worked with her myself, so.
I don't know too much about her. As I said, like, I only know what Vanessa's told me, but I'm a Persephone and Diana girl. And I know Diana is so stubborn, man. Every time I've like, when I work with her and I ask her, like, I'm like, really? I feel this like instant, like, why are you asking me that? You already know the answer. And I'm like, damn, man. You know, like, whereas Persephone's more like, just more like light, which I weird to me because she's like the goddess of the underworld, but whatever.
I will say, if in the future you ever decide to work with Hecate, she likes her own altar. She does not like to share.
Wow.
And she will cause some havoc if you try to put all three of them together or anybody else with her. So just so you know.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Nice to know. Yeah. I just got I have like a statue of Diana and I just got my Persephone one. It's on its way. Because like I asked the board when I was talking to her and I was like, is there anything that, you know, I can get for you to one to feel more a part in my life and to connect to you easy? And she said, I want a statue. And I was okay. Cool. I got you. That was the craziest. When I did that last Tuesday, and I can't even tell you the things that were happening. Like, it was just like, I was just laughing and it was just like, you know, I love you. You know, I know you see me, you know, I see you. And it's just like this, when it was just moved so fast. And it's like, when I was like, is there anything I can get you? It's like a statue. And it's like, I'm like, is there anyone that's trying to come through? And it's like Beverly, and that's my grandma. And it's just like, you know, sometimes when you're working with have you ever worked with a Ouija board? Yeah. Do you like working with a Ouija board?
I have I have like 4 Ouija boards in my apartment.
It's like, that is my life.
There's so many of them. I have so many crazy Ouija board stories.
I actually like have never had a crazy story. Like, you know, sometimes when I'm using it, it comes through and it's like evil, the devil, and it says things like that. But spirits are so playful. And it's like, you know, again, it goes back to the feeling. And it's like, you know, when something bad is happening. And most of the time I'm like, I just like banish it. And then I like, you know, sage it. And then I get, you know, clean the space and make sure that nothing evil is going to come through. And then, you know, I reopen it up again. But I've never had anything crazy happen.
Oh, I have. I can give you a quick story. Long story short, I was working for this other EDM company, and we had this festival that we were throwing called Nightmare Festival. And I found out the property they were going to use. This was the very first time they were going to have this festival. The property was on a old part of like the Underground Railroad. And it was very, very haunted. Apparently, like ghost like shows and stuff had like gone to this property before. So the house that was on the property had people die there, and you know, all the basic ghost things, right? You know, so I used my Ouija board up there, had a lot of crazy stories happen. This actually doesn't completely involve me. The next, or I think it was the same year, regardless, it happened on this property. A friend of a friend that I did not know that well got wind that the property was haunted. And so she brought a Ouija board, and she wasn't in the main house, but she was camping near it. And she started talking to this spirit and gave her these initials of Z-O, Z-O, so Zozo. But like, apparently Zozo is like a thing with Ouija boards, but whatever. So she got these initials. So I find out about it later, and I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. That's fine. It's nice that she got that. And so I'm sitting in the main house of this property where like all the staff were, like none of like the patrons were allowed in this house. And it was a super, super old house, like definitely had lead paint on the walls, like not really safe for people, but it was around for a long time. I'm in this living room and I'm looking up at the fireplace. I'm talking to one of my friends and I look at her and I'm like, why is there a trophy sitting in here? Like, that's kind of weird. They have this in this house. And she looks at me and she's like, Ashley, that's not a trophy. And I was like, well, what is it? She's like, that's an urn. And I was like, that's an urn. So I'm like, what? So I get up and I go to look at this urn, and there's a nameplate on it. And the fucking name was like a Polish name. And the initials were Z-O-Z-O. And I was like, I think my friend talked to the spirit.
Oh, that's crazy.
I took a picture of it because I was so like, what the fuck? I was like, that's so crazy.
Yeah. But I love it when stuff like that happens, because again, it's just like, it's the connection. Like, I don't know, like witchcraft, I feel like is such a personal thing. But when someone else tells you something, or you get clarity from something else, or it's like, you're like, you know, you tell someone something and then it happens, mm-hmm. and you're like, it's just, it makes you feel like that's right. I'm that witch. Yeah, baby. Like, it's just, you know, it's like, you know, making music. I make so much music that never sees the light of day. And when I do put out songs, people like, you know, they either love it or they hate it or whatever it is. But it's just like, you know, it's like anything that I feel like is so personal to you, when someone else hears you or fully fucking sees you, that is like such a cool moment.
Oh my gosh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I want to get back and talking about Dead Hot and your music, but I did have a question for you, because we're on this topic of witchcraft and divination, and I feel like it's relevant. Have you ever tried or heard of scrying before?
What is scrying?
So I feel like you would, if you like working with Ouija boards, I feel like you would really fuck with scrying. I think you would like it a lot.
I heard the term. I just don't remember what it is.
So it's, you could do it a couple different ways. It's like when you gaze into something and look for messages. So like a black mirror, or water, or flame, or smoke.
It's so crazy. So the witch that I work with, this witch called Jay Rose, she gave me a candle, and the candle has a mirror in it. And I've been doing work with the mirror. And I look into the mirror. And once I was looking into it, and I saw what is supposed to be my soulmate's eyes. And that's the only thing that I saw.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. And then I've done some candle work where I've watched flames, and I've seen some fucking weird shit. Like, and I'm just like, I don't know what that means, but like...
You should definitely go and buy a black mirror. I think you'd really like it, because it's just like a reflective surface. You don't even need the candle for it or anything, just the mirror. Yeah. And if you really want to just add some extra razzle dazzle in there, if you take some flying ointment. So flying ointment, you can actually buy it online or from reputable people. It's essentially hallucinogenic ointment that you put on yourself that has extracts of herbs that witches back in the day used to use, like belladonna or datura or nightshade type things, or like foxglove. But it could be dangerous, so you have to get it from somebody who knows how to use it or how to make it properly, and so it's safe.
Do you have a plug?
We could talk offline.
Great, sick.
We'll talk offline. But it doesn't look
are gonna be friends after this podcast.
So it's a lot of people will take flying ointment and then they'll scry and they'll just like look for messages, or they'll get visions, or see if somebody pops up in the mirror. Sometimes deities or spirits themselves like pop it up in those mirrors.
That's so cool, man.
Mm-hmm. So I think you would really like scrying, especially with a mirror. Like, that's like the go-to way. But yeah, we can talk. We can revisit that.
We'll talk in private.
Sorry, guys. But yes, let's talk more about Dead Hot. So it's coming out on April 14th on Tubi. Yeah. But for those who are first hearing about this, they've never heard of the film, what can people expect when they go to watch it?
It's really like, I feel like it's like a coming of age movie, to be honest, because it's like, it's definitely not what me and Vanessa had set out to kind of initially be. Like, we wanted it to be more like, you know, it has a lot of simple life moments, but we wanted it to be like super funny and super raunchy and super, you know, but also dealing with ghosts, or like a little bit spooky. But it definitely, like, you know, it's such a personal movie to both the both of us that, you know, within the first, like, I think, like, the first, like, hour of making, you know, when we set out to film, like, my grandma came through. And for me, that is, like, that's something that I've never really spoken about. Like, it's, like, a really heavy thing that happened. And, like, that came through straight away. And I was just kind of like, oh, my God, okay, I'm going to have, like, the crazy thing about working with spirits and working in, like, the paranormal world is that, like, you can't hide anything. Like, they're going to, if they won't come, they're going to come. And, like, you don't have secrets. Like, your secrets will be exposed. So, like, you know, doing this on such a scale where it's, like, not only am I, like, uncovering a lot of, like, my personal shit that I've buried for so long, but also doing it on TV was kind of a crazy thing. But, you know, the movie itself, like, it's, like, I think it's a really nice way for people to understand witchcraft, because as I said, like, me and Vanessa are both self-taught witches. Like, we literally just spent the pandemic like figuring it out and doing what we felt was right. But then, you know, we went and met with like a proper coven and other witches and really tried to get a grasp on like witchcraft in general and spirituality in general. But there's like, you know, there's lots of terrifying moments in there, you know, you've seen it. So it's like, you see what happens to me in the bedroom with the hand, and like it's a lot. Like, it's gonna make you laugh, it's gonna make you cry, it's gonna make you jump, it's gonna make you, you know, it's gonna make you happy, because it's at the end of the day, it's like a coming of age sisterhood kind of movie, I would say.
You know, when you had the moment with your grandmother, that actually like touched me, because one of the first confirming moments I had in witchcraft, I was trying to reach out to a spirit, not like anybody, not my grandmother or anything, but just in general, like a deity. Actually, I was trying to reach out to a deity, and in doing that, completely unexpectedly, my grandmother came through.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, this shit's real, because I hadn't thought of my grandmother for a very long time. Yeah. And I was like, oh, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, like I related to that a lot.
It's crazy, because like, you know, that is something that like I had just put away for so long. And it's like, you know, to the point where it almost just didn't exist to me. And that is so unhealthy. And I realize that now. But when she came through, I was like, what? And then I was like, you know, it's not only am I dealing it with for myself, it's my family that's involved. So it's like, I'm trying to like say a lot, but not say too much, because it's like I carry the weight of, you know, it on TV, like on TV, but also trying to protect my family at the same time, because it's like, you know, it is such a raw like thing that happened, and it's so crazy, and it's just like, you know. But in saying that, like, you can't hide shit from witchcraft. You can't hide from the spirits. They'll get you. And that's like one of my favorite reasons why I love working with them, because it's like, it's so fun, and it's, I don't know, I never feel scared from it. I mean, I did it at definitely in one part of the movie, because I've never, have you ever had that happen to you?
Oh, had a spirit touch me? Oh yeah.
But it felt like I was burning from the inside out. Like, it was, then I guess that's the closest I've ever felt to death.
Yeah. Depending on the aggression or the, you know, the spirit itself, it could be pretty, pretty intense.
Yeah. It was like, you know, I wish that I was calmer when it happened, but my body just went into such shock, because it felt like it was like literally being roasted from the inside out. And I was like, ah, oh my God, what the fuck? And I think because I went up, you know, I went into the room so playfully that I was like, I want to know what's going on. Like, no, 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 no. And it was just like, got you. which spirits will do, you know, they're just like humans. Like, they are humans. It's just like, they'll fuck with you, you know?
But also, when you're working with spirits too, you need to open yourself up, so then you become vulnerable. So when you have moments like that, like them touching you,
yeah,
it affects you so deeply because you opened yourself up for it.
Yeah. And you're just like, yeah. I mean, that was the first time I've ever been touched, for sure. And it terrified the fuck out of me. And I wish that I was more grounded and I knew how to ground myself better. But in saying that, like, you know, I'm learning. Like, that was the first time something that big has happened to me. It just happened to happen to me on TV. So,
you know what, though? There'll be more moments like that in the craft. It's unavoidable.
I know. And it's so cool. And I love it when it happens. Like, sometimes when I'm lying in my room and, like, I know something is in my room, I'm like, who are you? Like, you know, because you just talk to them like they're normal people. And my housemate, Amber's like, what are you doing in your room, dude?
Just wish it. It's fine.
I'm like, literally. She's like, you good? And I was like, yeah, I just felt something in my room. And she's like, oh, cool, cool, cool. And it's so cool. Like, she's gotten way more into witchcraft now too. Obviously, like, living with a witch. Now she's a witch.
Nice, so it's nice.
Like, you know, we want to spread the witchy word, because the crazy, like, the most beautiful thing about witchcraft is that the whole thing leads by love. That is like the underlying value of witchcraft.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, for me, that is just, that's what else can you want? Like, I can't wait to, like, you know, bring up little witchy kids.
Well, for you and anybody else who's listening, if you ever get into a situation where things feel very uneasy, this actually, I saw a snippet of it in the movie. This, so you've seen this in person, but doing the LBRP, I'm not sure, that was what happened. Danny was doing that before you guys did the Ouija board for the first time, mm-hmm. with like the intonations, with like the hand movements. The LBRP is crazy effective of clearing out negative spirits.
Okay. I'm writing some stuff down.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
The lesser vanishing ritual of the pentagram. It's like, when you do it, it calls on the archangels, and like, I'm pagan, I'm Wiccan. Doing something in that realm felt odd to me, but I was like, I'm gonna try it out, whatever, see what it's all about. And the shift of energy from doing this like 2-minute ritual was literally night and day. Like, I did not expect that.
Crazy.
Yeah. So if anything ever happens and you're in your room and things just feel bad or off, learning the LBRP, it's in a different language. I think it's in Hebrew, so you have to kind of memorize some of it, but once you get it down pat, like, it's amazing.
Because I remember when I asked Danny, because, like, obviously, like, you know, in the movie you see me and I'm like, I want to know about Ouija boards, and me and Danny bonded straight away, because I was like, tell me all about it. And when she was doing that, I was like, man, like, how am I going to learn this? Like, I don't know. So thank you for telling me what it is, because I never actually asked her what it was. I was just like, ah! Yep. And, you know, I just go out there and I do my own, like, cleansing thing. And you know, I feel like because I have my grandma around me, I feel extremely protected a lot of the time. And, like, she's pretty much the only one that, you know, it's only her and my spirit guides and my deities that come through. And then I get the oddball, maybe like some guy called John or something that bounces through and is just like not making any sense. But most of the time it's just her.
I had somebody explain to me once when using a Ouija board, if you ever get those messages that are like super illiterate and don't make any sense of what it's spelling out, depending on the spirit that you're talking to, not all of them knew how to read and write.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or speak English.
Yeah, exactly. And so sometimes you'll get spirits that are saying things in a completely foreign language, and then it's misspelled in said language. So you're like, I don't know what to say to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't understand what you're trying to say because it doesn't make any sense. And then I get frustrated and I'm like, I don't want to be frustrated with you. I'm sorry. I'm just going to let you go. Bye.
Yeah, it's like, goodbye.
It's so funny though when you're working with like a Ouija board and it just says like, you know, sometimes as I was saying to you, like Diana is so stubborn that when I'm like, I go, really? And she goes, goodbye. And I'm like, so now within working with her, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm not going to ask her really or second guess her. I just know that she's telling me how it is and I have to trust it.
If a deity tells you something, you just gotta take it as it is. You don't ask questions. Just be like, I know. Okay, thank you.
You sure? You know? Literally.
It's like the AIM, like, goodbye, like the door closing back in the day. Yeah. God, I'm showing my age saying that. So in the movie, did anything spooky happen on set that didn't get captured?
Oh, yeah. So there was so much shit that happened to us. It was fucking crazy. Like, honestly, like, we got an overload. But when we were in Ione, in the castle, it's like it was a school for delinquent boys. And we go to this big house that's there, and this big school that's there, and we go into this room, and I know that this is in the movie The Devil, when the devil comes through on the thing. And as that came through, just before that came through, I remember looking over my shoulder because it felt really heavy and really dark. And I remember being like, well, what the fuck is over there? Like, it feels so weird. And then when we watch the cameras back, we see the door open, a shadow figure walks straight past just as so it had walked past and I just looked. That happened. This chandelier when we were in our room started moving and swinging. What else happened? Oh, we set up these bowls, these little, we were in like a room at the school. A lot of stuff happened mainly for us in the first one that we shot. Like, a lot of crazy shit happened in that. I think the reason why a lot of it happened was because we were so innocent. We had no idea what we were doing. And they were just like, oh, we're going to fuck with them. But we were sitting in this like dormitory and we set up all these like kids' toys. So we had like ping pong balls, and around the ping pong balls, I set up all these jacks so that the ping pong ball wouldn't move. And then we leave this room and go into another room. And then when we check the cameras back, you see the ball move out of the jacks, go across the room, come back down and sit next to the jacks.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Or shoot out from the ball as it's moving.
Oh, I love this. I love hearing stuff like this.
And then also, so we get a photo with the guy who works with the school. And in the photo, it's me, Vanessa, him, and this other guy that we did some, he was kind of telling us a little bit about like what he does when he goes ghost hunting. And then next to him is a huge orb. It looks like a person standing there in this photo. Like, just crazy stuff like that. Like, it's like, you can't, like,
when you make this shit up.
You can't make this shit up. And it's just like, I feel like a lot of the time, like when we were at the house, you know, we were in a stable, and like at night, like me and Vanessa would be like downstairs, like hanging out. And then we would just look at each other and be like, okay, it's time to go upstairs. Like, you just, it's so crazy because a lot of it is feeling. And, you know, definitely the craziest thing that happened in the house when we were shooting the movie, like in the house that we were doing the ghost hunt at, was, you know, one, the thing that touched me. And then two, when the Ouija board kept calling me mom.
That was crazy.
Yeah. And it was like M-U-M, M-U-M, M-U-M. And it's like that stuff to me is just like, I don't, at the time you don't make sense of it, but like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's just like when things like that happen, like you just can't make shit like that up. And it's, I don't know. I feel like I need to do another ghost hunt soon because like I need to like submerge myself in that shit more. Like, I've just been doing witchcraft at home, and that's why, like, you know, I'm ready to like, I don't know. It's so addictive.
I did a ghost hunt a couple months ago with a friend of mine who was also a witch. And he had told me that sometimes, and this might explain why you had more experiences when you were first at the dormitory, because that's where you said you had the most, right?
Yeah.
Versus like once you got a little bit more submerged and doing more witchcraft and opening yourself up more because of like a little bit of a time difference. He said that sometimes spirits will actually hide from witches because they know that like the witches can come fuck them up. And I was like, really? That's interesting. And so him and I went on a ghost tour to this like super, super haunted movie theater that was over here that like they've done a bunch of tours before. And the guy was like, yeah, we almost always see something. Like there's all these ghosts around, blah, blah, blah. And so we were like, hell yeah, let's do it. We're like, we're so excited. And so we get split up in this group and we're in this group and like barely anything's happening. And they have, I don't remember what it's called, but you guys had one. It's that thing, like the light, it lights up if like something comes near it.
Is it where it's like heat or it's like what's that called? It's like a, it's not an EMF reader. That's
not the EMF and it's not the spirit box. It's something.
I know what you're talking about. Rimrod.
Something like that. Yeah. So for people.
I know my shit.
So for people who don't know, it's like this antenna looking thing and you like set it down on the ground and it lights up if something comes near it. So we had one of those that went off like one time for like the 3 hours that we were there. And so we had a spirit box. And so for people who don't know, that's a thing you can use where ghosts can communicate to you.
The radio frequency.
Exactly. And the one that this guy had, he also had like an app and it would decode the messages and like keep track of all the words that were being said. And so we were just
called
like
REM pod. Sorry.
There we go.
Get it. It's there called REM pod. I was like, a rim rod. I'm like, I swear I know. Sorry. Continue.
No, you're good. You're good. So he was keeping track of all the words that were being said. And at one point I asked a question and I was like, is there a reason you're not interacting with us? Like, do you want us to leave? Like, why aren't you talking with us? And the fucking thing goes pagan. My friend and I looked at each other because like obviously the people in the group we were with, like they had no idea we were witches.
Oh my
and
God.
Everybody's like, what do you think that means? And my friend and I were like, oh shit. We're like, oh fuck, we're the reason the ghost isn't coming here.
Oh, love it. I love it so much.
I was like, okay, well, that was the confirmation I needed that there is something around here, but they don't want to show up because we're here.
See, that's the, like, it's also like, you know, me and my girlfriend, we always joke about it because it's like the beauty of, like, sometimes the con of being a witch is that you're so in tap, you're so in tune that I think you're more sensitive to a lot of stuff. You know, like me and my girlfriend always say like, oh, the perks of being a witch, like when something bad happens, but we already knew it was going to happen. You know, I think I'm explaining it wrong, but like, I'm trying to think of a
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like, you just know.
You just know. And it's also like, I feel like I feel energy so heavy. And it's like, I think that is something that I'm sometimes like, I don't want to feel this. I don't want to. Like, no.
So the LBRP comes in handy.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no, that's great. Thank you for telling me that. And also getting my period every single, like, full moon is so irritating.
Not me, currently.
Oh my God, mine is on clock. And I'm like, here it comes. You know? And then I'm like, why am I so hungry? And then I'm like, oh God, because it's a full moon is about to come.
Yeah, that's my life right now. So I understand. Oh my gosh. I love talking with other witches about witchcraft because when you start going on and on and on talking about this, like you just sometimes get into this mode where you're just so excited to talk about everything and it just makes it like so awesome. giddy of like, oh, like I love the craft. And
we're just like talking to each other and we're just like smiling the entire time.
Yeah.
It's so crazy because it's like it's such a thing that people are like, ooh, witches or whatever it is. But when you talk to another witch, it's like, you get it. And it's like, I didn't even need to say half these things. And I'm like, you feel it. Like, it's just, I don't know. It is the coolest thing that I've ever found myself getting attached to.
Same. Yeah. Like, you know, I think this is my spirituality as well. And I found like the one thing that just brings me complete joy. And like, I just feel so spiritually fulfilled in this. Yeah. And, I feel very lucky that I found something that I'm able to have that with.
Same. Honestly, like, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have it, like, now. You know, I know what it feels like to not have it. And now that I've got it, I never, like, it's never going anywhere. And the crazy thing is I'm so excited by it, because all I know is that I'm going to get more powerful. I'm going to learn more and I'm going to tap in more. And, like, that is, like, such a big driving force.
Absolutely.
I think the coolest thing is that it's for me. It's the one thing that, like, is mine, and I love to share it with my friends, but at the end of the day, like, it is mine. It is for me. Like, yeah. You know, everything that I feel, it's not to, like, yeah, as we were saying, like, it's so good when someone else tells you and you feel seen by them, but at the end of the day, like, all that I do it for is myself. And then, you know, I love to do things for other people, and, you know, but it's just, like, it's such a nice thing to be able to give back to myself.
The cool thing about witchcraft too is, like, no matter how much you learn or how many books you read or how many rituals you do, you're always a seeker. There's always going to be something more to learn. Yeah. There's always going to be another unexpected experience or some crazy shit that tops the last crazy thing that happens. Yeah. And it's looking forward to that next thing. It's indescribable.
It's fully addictive. And it's also, like, I feel like because it is something that hasn't really been spoken about much, you know, when you find other witches, it's so cool to talk about. And so I love learning, you know, I ask so many questions because it's like, there's so many different ways that you can approach it and so many different ways, you know, so many different things that you can learn and so many different avenues and so many different types of witchcraft. Like, it's fucking crazy, you know, and you're forever evolving. And I think as, you know, someone that's starting out and someone that's learning and someone that's, like, only been diving into this for, like, 3 years, it's so cool to just, I don't know, link up with witches and talk shit.
Oh, it's my favorite pastime. Yeah. It's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I think there, it's so cool because it's like, I think people see witchcraft as such, like, it's dark and it's scary, but, like, witchcraft is love, baby. That's what it is.
They either see it as dark and scary or they think that you're just, like, role playing Harry Potter or something. No, it's not that.
When people ask me Harry Potter references and I'm like, it has nothing to do with Harry Potter, and that, like, I almost get, like, a little bit angry inside. I'm like, don't worry, they're just ignorant.
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, as I mentioned, like, this is my religion as well, and telling people that I'm involved in this, and they kind of look at me like, oh, you know, that's weird or whatever. And it's like, well, I'm not sitting here talking shit about, you know, your sky god and, like, your way of believing. Like, I think everybody's path is their own. I'm very happy to have found what makes me spiritually fulfilled, but. Yeah, kind of getting that prejudice or discrimination from other people. I'm like, I'm not making fun of your religion. Why are you making fun of mine? Yeah.
I also feel like I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'm so unique and so fucking cool. And, like, you know, like, I think that that's something that witchcraft really gave me power in. The fact that, like, what I found is, like, so, I don't know. It's witchcraft is unique. Like, I'm yet to know, but I feel like, you know, with a lot of religions and things like that, like, they're everywhere. Witchcraft is it's sacred, and there's something so beautiful about that.
We are the weirdos, mister.
Fuck yeah, we are. We
oh my gosh. Well, Gigi, thank you so much for coming on the show. It has been so fun talking to you, and I don't know, for those interested, please watch Dead Hot. It's going to be streaming on Tubi on April 14th. Definitely check it out. Gigi, how can the listeners find you on social media following this episode?
My handle for everything is just G, the letter G, the letter G, M-A-G-R-E-E, Gigi McGree. It's everyone. That's it across the board.
Awesome. And I will put all of that in the bio for this episode. If anybody is interested in getting in contact with me, you could do so on Twitter at Seek Witchcraft, Instagram at Seeking Witchcraft, Facebook at Seeking Witchcraft Podcast. I also have a Facebook group for those who want to talk about any of the episodes or just share memes called Witches Seeking Witchcraft. And I have a Patreon, which if you want to subscribe and support the show, it's patreon.com/seekingwitchcraft. So thank you again, Gigi, so much for coming on. Loved talking with you. And definitely check out Dead Hot if you have not already, or if it hasn't come out yet. But if it has come out and you're listening to this after the 14th, watch it.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Ash.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.